You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yay! Yay!
Yippee!
It's the, we ought to change the name of it to the Lovebirds Podcast. Right?
Sure.
The Lovebirds. Tweet, tweet, Lovebirds.
Tweet.
Okay. So we are recording on our regular day at our regular time. So it should be a very happy, happy, happy show.
And I arrived to work early.
Yep.
Yay me.
Sure did. Aren't you something?
Yeah.
Okay. So, name three of the other podcasts that people should go listen to, Jody. Do you know them?
Ace at Large. Lex in the Loop, right?
In the Loop.
In the Loop.
With Lex.
And then, oh, crap. Hang on. My mind's blank. Share Funny.
Yep, that's a good one. Share Funny.
Nerd news with Rob. Mm-hmm. And Riggins about Friday. Yeah.
Hangover.
Yeah.
With Riggins. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Why Am I Single, or Why I'm Single.
Yeah. I was gonna say that with, dating girl.
With Sarah, the dating girl.
Yeah. I'm so, learning. I'm not. I mean, I know them, but I'm just not good with names.
Yeah, meaning the shows or the people.
The shows. I kind of know the people, except I don't know the dating girl. What's her name again?
Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Yes. So Ace does that show with her. Helps her through that show.
Why does he date?
He wants to be dating again. Oh, okay. I think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so go listen to all of those shows on the Ace and TJ Family. We need to get Adam a podcast. That's what we need.
About what? Spreadsheets?
Or emails? Hockey or any of that kind of stuff.
If he had one about hockey, he would be so excited.
I know.
Let's do that. He needs one more thing to do.
Yeah, we should call him on speaker and
let's do.
And ask him if he wants to do
Let's do that.
Okay, well, we'll get kicked off with this edition of TJ and Jody's House. Coming up next,
it's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay. So I already feel about better about today than the way you were dragging us down in the last week, Jody.
I truly cannot do Sundays ever again. I told you before, it's like a horrible test hanging over my head. And then that's like the last minute I can do it, and it's just not good.
People liked your little video, though, where you said it sucks donkey butt about talking about the podcast.
Well, it did.
Yeah.
I was just being honest.
Mm-hmm. But people like that.
Okay. They
like that video.
Oh.
Of you getting ready to knock back a cold one.
I sure was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look really cute today.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's a good color on you.
I'm in my workout attire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look like a suburban mom.
Thanks.
Did you go, were you at the gym before this? You were at Jenny's gym?
Yep, I was.
Because I saw you had a protein shake from there.
Mm-hmm. I did a pyo class.
In flip-flops?
With bare feet.
Ooh.
Well, I have a mat.
Mm.
And my feet are clean. Don't ooh me.
Not if they've been on a floor that everybody else has been
They're on my mat.
Yeah. Okay. But so did you put that protein shake on my bill at the gym?
I put it on Aiden's bill, which is our bill.
Yeah.
I think, what are they, $1, $3? I don't know. $3.
$1? No.
I don't know.
Maybe for him since he's an employee.
It's $3. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're delish. And then I went to the grocery store after to order a birthday cake. Seems like that's all I do. And the girl said, can I ask you what's in that shake and where you got it? So I'm just a walking advertisement.
What kind was it?
It's vanilla protein with peanut butter and a banana.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I get.
It's delicious.
That's the same one I get.
Love it.
I have great news for you, Jody, Renee. I don't even know if you're ready for this.
Oh.
I mean, this is seriously good news for you. It's not being sarcastic.
You're getting me all hyped up, and it's going to be let down.
All right. Well, what do you love at Christmas? One of your favorite things would be candy canes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a new kind of candy cane that will be available this Christmas.
Is it a Nerd?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
What?
Skittles.
Woohoo.
Skittles candy canes.
Delish.
It's going to have all five flavors of Skittles.
That's good.
Instead of red and white stripes, they've got orange, red, yellow, green, and purple stripes.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I could throw that yellow out, though.
Did you know that they have Skittles yogurt? Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's a thing now.
But you know, I'm not a big yogurt ice cream person, so
Yeah. And they started...
Is it bad if I suck this last bit down and it makes noise?
No, go ahead. Feel free. It's better than texting.
Whoa, sorry.
While I'm trying to talk to you.
All done.
I never understood why people think that that's rude.
It's just a loud, obnoxious sound.
Yeah, but it's not slurping or anything. No. It's not smacking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you've gotten the end of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They also make Starburst yogurt and Gushers yogurt.
So on the Starburst, is it certain color? Like, I love a pink Starburst is my favorite.
Okay, and what flavor is that?
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's the flavor is pink.
Oh.
But are you going to get Skittles candy canes?
Yes, you know I am. Because I bet they come in like a long box, and then it's going to have all the big candy canes with bright colors,
mm-hmm.
and then the yellow's going to get left.
Yeah. No, I think each candy cane has all the colors in it.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be separate?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
I'll have to see about all that.
Do you remember the night you woke me up because you snuck back into the bedroom after I'd gone to bed because you needed a blow pop?
Did I need a blow pop or a Jolly Rancher? I need a Jolly Rancher.
It's a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
And she keeps candy all over the house.
It's my nerve pills.
So she has her nightstand drawers full of hard candy.
Uh-huh. However, I do brush my teeth before bed, so don't think I just eat candy by my bed.
But
gross.
It was a work night, and I had gone to bed.
Oh, whatever.
And she came in and woke me up. Coming back into the bedroom, getting into the nightstand, and I looked up, and she just goes, I had to have a Jolly Rancher. Oh, well, I thought it was something insignificant.
But you know what? Do you know how many times I've snuck in the room, and you never wake up, and that one time you do, and it's me getting a little piece of candy?
What other things do you go in there for?
Different things. Sometimes I need things out of the bathroom, or... I've even shined the light and gotten socks out of the drawer that are out. I mean, yeah, you don't mm-hmm. even know.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
I just don't tell you about it because I don't want you to feel bad.
You don't know. You do not know.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, let's try to call Adam.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You know, because we're looking for any way we can add some side hustle money to our business.
Sure.
And that's mainly his gig.
Yeah.
So let's see.
I'm sure he has time for that.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello? Is he not answering?
He should be. Unless he's on a different call.
Not.
And that'll mean that he'll call me later when we're not on the podcast. And
yeah.
Then he'll have a list of 10 things. Well, as long as I've got you.
I mean, yeah.
Hi, it's Adam Goodman.
He busy.
If he calls back during the podcast, we'll answer.
Yeah. Okay. Time's a ticking, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you either want to be a star or you don't.
Right.
So this weekend's Father's Day.
Is it?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So this, well.
Better get on that.
Because this is going to air after Father's Day. So we should say yesterday was Father's
Day. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm figuring you got a huge, not just Sunday, but the whole weekend planned to serve me.
Well, considering I forgot, then no.
No, you didn't forget.
Mm-hmm. Did so.
Well, I don't care. So.
You do care.
No, I don't. I don't care.
What do you want?
Nothing.
What do you want to do?
Nothing.
Well, then don't complain when we don't.
I don't, you know.
Don't be a martyr.
But we usually have pretty good weekends anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like.
We're probably going to do the same thing we always do.
It's not like I'm, you know, going to say, I wish I had the weekend off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I'm having to work on the first day of vacation.
I know. Sorry.
So, see, here's the way our vacations work.
Oh, here we go.
If we are going to a beach that is, excuse me, that is in close proximity to where we live. For example, when we go to the beach in 2 weeks, we're going to a beach in South Carolina. We live in North Carolina. So Jody always figures out a way to get a couple of extra days or at least one extra day of vacation for herself mm-hmm. out of the trip.
Mm-hmm. And name a time other than this that I've done that.
You used to go when we had those other friends that we would go on vacation with. You would go a couple of days ahead of time to get things set up down there because none of the other your friend didn't work either.
I don't recall that.
Y'all had gone ahead of everybody else and get a couple of days.
No.
Sometimes it's not even a vacation with me. It's on girls' trips and all. Y'all would go a couple of days in advance. The rest of the women
would come. I've never done this. For a family thing. And
but the family thing
should
or not,
we tell, it's just a, okay. There's a reason why I'm going early. You want to get into that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the whole thing.
All right.
So our daughter's boyfriend is doing an internship in the Charleston area. And the beach that we are going to is in that area. He's staying this summer with some dear friend of ours named Kathy and Anthony, and they live there too. They moved from here to there. And so they opened their home to him, and that's where he's staying. So Jody is going to go an extra day to the beach to spend some time with our friends so our daughter can see her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Still, you managed to get an extra day of vacation.
Well, here's the deal.
And then Boy and I are not even going to be able to leave until the next morning heading over there.
Because y'all are working. And let me just go ahead and add that our dear friend Kathy has been asking me to come before this even took place by myself to come hang out. So other than taking a separate trip by myself where you really would flip your lid, I'm just adding a day.
Yeah, flip my lid.
Or make a big deal out of nothing. Mm. Well, what else are we going to do? I have nothing else to do. Might as well go.
Oh, you can always find something to
do. No, I can't. It's boring. I hate sitting at home in the afternoons. Hate it.
Well, go find something to do.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. And I went with you yesterday when you found something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I ran errands with you.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a boutique.
And then you had to come home and take a nap. You're so exhausted from riding in the passenger seat and going into these places.
We were gone forever.
We were gone 2 hours.
3 hours. More like 13 hours.
Next time you're not going.
I didn't complain while I was doing it.
No. but after. And I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
You didn't take a nap yesterday?
What else was I going to do? I had nothing else to do. I had nothing else to do. Okay, you went to sleep. Lainey went to sleep. Boy was working. I had nothing else to do.
But naps don't count whenever you take. When you take a nap, it doesn't count.
No, it does not count.
Only when I take a nap. And you're like, well, you took a nap.
You take one.
You slept all day.
You take one every day, if not two times a day.
No, I've never taken two naps a day.
You did it the other day.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Yeah. I went upstairs to watch TV the second time, but I didn't take a nap.
And
you
know what?
I went upstairs to watch TV so I could leave you alone because you wanted to take a nap.
It's okay. No, I didn't. It's okay because when you get old, this happens.
What?
You're behind hit something and you fall asleep.
You just said that you fell asleep yesterday.
Because I had nothing to do. Okay, I slept from boredom.
Neither did I.
You were tired from running errands for 2 hours.
How is it boredom for you and lazy when it's me?
Because you like sitting around like that.
No, I don't.
You don't?
If I did, I wouldn't have gone with you yesterday.
Okay.
I was bored. Like today, I'm going to lunch with a friend.
Why are you on your phone? Hey, texting. Pay attention. Blah, blah.
I'm looking at the time we have left in this segment. It's a stopwatch on my phone.
Uh-huh. Anywho.
And we have about 10 minutes left of this segment.
All right. Well, I'm done talking about snaps and stuff. Okay, I'm going to get an extra day of vacation.
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo. Good for me. Mm-hmm. I'll see you on Saturday when you get there.
Yeah, after
for a week
after
I'll see
I have to work on vacation.
You have to go
Saturday.
For 1 hour, make a stop off for 1 hour at a place that's on the way. It'll be great. No worries.
Why don't
and
you
can't check in anyway.
Why do you not respect my craft?
I do respect your craft. God.
To you, it's just a stop off for an hour and make an appearance.
It is.
It's
and
a
you'll
performance.
Have, won't you have boy with you?
It's a performance, Jody.
Boy,
my entire life is a performance.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So is mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do this 30 minutes a week with no responsibility in it.
Uh-huh. I know. Thank God. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do what?
Have responsibility in this.
Yeah, you could.
No.
So then what would you have done if we would have gone with the original plan from a long time ago of you and your friend doing a podcast together?
It wouldn't have worked.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. You would have been fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then it wouldn't be just my coming in and handling things and leading you in the conversation and things like that. It would have been my being off the air and actually teaching the two of you how to do it. And I don't think you would have enjoyed that.
Yes, I would, because you are so good at this.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
But you don't like when I...
I'd mind you telling me about stuff that has anything to do with this, because you do know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So when you put your little nose in things I don't need it in, that I have a problem with.
Like what, other than cooking?
Cooking.
Other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I tell you about cooking now is I worry about you chopping your hand off the way you cut watermelon and cantaloupe.
Well, I'm not now because I got my new watermelon cutter.
Oh, yeah.
From Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, lady and gentlemen listeners, let me fill you in on this behind-the-scenes stuff. For years, I've been so freaked out by the way Jody cuts watermelon and cantaloupe. She puts her hand up there and slices that knife toward her thumb. It would take just the slightest slip of that sharp knife, because we, you know, these are my good chefing knives. It would take one slip to go all the way through her thumb and just chop it off.
I love living on the edge.
And she refuses to hold it a different way. She gets mad at me when I tell her that she's going to cut herself, all this. And it's not me trying to tell her how to do it, because I've got a better way. It's I'm strictly worried for our marriage that she'll cut her thumb off, because if she did that, then I would not be interested or attracted.
You
to
dated
her
a girl
anymore.
With 9 digits. Sit on even.
Well,
that'd be just fine.
Yeah, but
side note, there, people.
But I didn't marry her.
Whatever.
And
she cut hair. Wait, did she cut her finger off when she was cutting hair?
I've told you 1,000 times. She lost her the little tip of her finger in the car door when she was a toddler.
Oh yeah, I can't remember.
My sister slammed
because you
her
had
in
that.
Car
you had another one that sucked a thumb till she was 20.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyway,
you got a thing with fingers.
Anyway, I don't want you cutting your thumb off. So, a long time ago, years ago, a couple of years ago, I found this gadget that slices watermelon, and it's got a little wheel on it. You just push it into the watermelon and it slices it, and then it comes out on this little stick, and you
awesome.
Dump it in there. And she was looking online 2 days ago, and she goes, look at this thing. I'm going to order this. She was so enamored with it and so thrilled she had found it.
And it was cheap. It was $11. Yeah. It's this girl. It's a blogger I follow that posted it.
Mm-hmm. But I told you about it long ago, and she's like, I don't need that thing. Just don't watch me cut it. That's what she always says. Don't watch me if it bothers you that much.
I probably did that because you are such a sucker for a scene on TV. And most of the stuff and things that you've bought for me, I know, are just a waste of money and space. So that's probably why I ignored it. But I ordered it, and it came, and I can't wait till next week when I get a watermelon to use it, and I'll save my fingers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you got it either way. I hope it works.
You know, you say that about me cutting, but so I'm left-handed, but I don't...
Which is gross.
You're gross. And so I don't know how to cut away from my hand.
Yeah.
My finger.
You just don't put your finger in the path of the knife.
Well, how?
I can show you easily. And I've tried to, and you get mad at me.
Yeah.
Because you don't want me to show you.
No, I don't. All right, anyway.
Which is another thing I don't understand, because you do recognize that I'm good in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know, but always got to put your nose in it. And you do that, like, even when people are eating. Like, the kids could eat something. You're like, why don't you put mayonnaise on that? Why don't you put... Blah, 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 blah. Well, they don't want it. If they did, they would get it. They're grown.
They may not think about it.
No, you do that all the time to people. Yeah. And somebody else in your family does that, and it gets on your nerves when they do it.
But no, if they said, no, I don't want to try that, I'd just go, okay.
Why wouldn't you try it?
My brother does it and then gets, you know, like, why would you not?
That you do too.
No,
but you're
just
not as angry about it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. All right, I'm going to call you out on it next time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think we should demonstrate my new cutter for people. That should be a good video.
Hold on. I'm still not going to apologize or act like I'm in the wrong for not wanting you to cut your fingers.
No, it's very sweet, but I just don't know another way to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got my new fancy cutter for $11.19, and we'll see how it works.
Okay, so then we do need to make a video and put it up of you using it for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not, you know, because then that way we'll know in the very beginning, people can see whether it's a piece of crap or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was worth the $11 and mm-hmm. however much.
It's fun. Y'all get yours if it works. think that we could do advertisement for this company?
Well, I don't know. If they're moving product like that, they may not need us.
Yeah, true.
But you fall for all that stuff.
No, I don't.
That's what she always says to me. You fall for all
but
that.
But you do. Remember the time you got me? Oh, my God. The light for the toilet. You hook it inside the toilet bowl. That is so stupid. And it changes colors. That thing never came out the case. I took it to Goodwill.
That's sad.
Well, my gosh. That is ridiculous. I am not sticking a light in my toilet.
But you go to the bathroom at night.
And I'm fine. I can see.
You like that iPad pillow that I got you? Use that all the time.
Yeah.
And that's as seen on TV.
I'm going to say the worst, though, was that toilet light. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, and I got you that little round, a completely round little ring that's a neck pillow. You never liked that either.
You love a scene on TV and an impulse item when you're up at the counter.
Yeah.
Sucker. They said.
I use a lot of that stuff.
You do not. Mm-hmm. You love to collect stuff.
No.
Junk.
A lot of that stuff's really good.
How's your diet going this week?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
How's yours going?
Oh, my gosh. So good. I feel better now.
Because I've been cooking.
You didn't go crazy now.
Hmm.
You cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked that chicken that you kept saying was dry.
But it wasn't.
And then you cooked. What did you cook Monday? Lord, I can't even remember.
I think it was Monday was when I cooked the duck a l'orange.
A.K.A. frozen shrimp. That's what we had.
No, I did. I sauteed shrimp.
I sauteed shrimp.
Yeah, I did. That okay. was really good.
Yeah.
And then last night I grilled chicken.
Yeah. And then the night before that I browned ground chicken and we had bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And I asked to get that featured in Culinary Arts Magazine, but I never heard back from them. The ground chicken tacos that you made.
Yeah. Well, they didn't ask for your dry old barbecue chicken either.
It wasn't dry.
No, not at all.
It was good when you put enough ranch on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get some extra.
Big glass of water near. Yeah, it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I haven't been like Alexis. And she started a diet Monday, and then she had already cheated on it by Monday morning.
Oh, no. What kind of diet was she doing?
She's still doing it now, just eating clean. Mm-hmm. And she had some potato chips and
mm-hmm. Have you cheated?
A cheeseburger and some fries and Skittles.
Ooh. Have you cheated?
No.
Have you stopped at your convenience stores and gotten some junk?
I went to the convenience store before work yesterday. But I didn't get junk. I just got almonds.
That's
and
good.
I got almons and, so you've and stuck a big to water.
It. So you've stuck to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been 4 days.
But that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You feel better?
No.
I know you're grouchy.
No, I'm not. You have. I sound grouchy?
You've been grouchy this week. I just chalked it up to tired and dieting.
Well, just chalk it up to you getting on my nerves.
Well, then go away.
Why don't you chalk it up to
that? Good news is I'm leaving a day early for vacation, so I won't be on your nerves.
Yeah. But you're going to pack that car before you leave, though, so our boy and I have to do the next morning is just go.
Well, the only reason I'm doing it is because you'll forget stuff. That's the only reason. Otherwise, you need to do it. I'll probably just put it out in the garage, and you have to pack it in the car.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Am I going to need the tailgate thing?
Nope.
The little thing that hooks into it. Really?
No, because we have Lainey's car, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that going to cost extra, other than gas? Is that going to cost us an extra parking spot at the place?
Oh God, you're so, no, weirdo.
Because I'm just saying, is your extra day of vacation going to cost us a whole lot of
no.
money?
No. Gosh.
Since you just can't stand to wait
mm-hmm.
long enough.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Hang on.
From TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to lunch with my friend Glenn today, but I'm still craving extra dirty martinis.
Ooh. That is, I know, not is that weird? A lunch drink.
Yeah, I invented something, a concept on the air today called the left field craving, out of left field craving,
mm-hmm.
where there's no reason for you to want something when you do and at the time you do and all, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's 6:30 in the morning and you're craving Mexican lasagna,
ew.
Something like that. At 7:20 this morning, I was craving extra dirty martinis.
Mm. Okay. Well, I don't think that's a good idea for lunch.
Why?
I just don't. Plus, you got to drive. It's no.
Well, I could have one.
I don't know about
on that. The way there and on the way home.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
I'm kidding. I know I'm not in Louisiana anymore.
Yeah, that really is not a lunch drink.
But Glenn is a fancy friend, you know. Uh-huh. He's all sophisticated, wine connoisseur type of person. But he loves it when I take him to biker bars and, you know, redneck places and stuff for lunch. So
where are y'all going?
I don't know, because I didn't dress for that today. I'm wearing white shorts and a black polo with white buttons and black and white sneakers.
So what are you saying? You can't go to a trash place in that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can. You got on tennis shoes. That dressed it down.
Yeah, I know, but it dressed it down, but I still look like I should be playing tennis or something.
Go to that place that I go to at Langtree. They have some good drinks.
Which
one? It's that pizza place she loves place. Oh.
What's it called?
Scratch Kitchen.
Oh. I don't know. There'll be a bunch of busybody women in there.
Every time I go, there's a bunch of busybody men.
But I have to also be careful because I don't need to get, I want to have a private lunch. I have to deal with people mobbing me and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mobbing you?
Yeah.
Goodness.
You know the way they do Michael Jordan.
Yeah, nobody mobs you.
Oh, they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
You're not approachable.
I'm very approachable.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Don't say that because people...
You're really, rude.
People really think you're serious.
They do not. They do not.
Because I love the peoples.
I guess Adam's not calling us back.
I guess not. And that means I'm not answering it later either because if he calls back, then I'll have to do work with him.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We exchanged emails this morning.
You and Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Maybe whatever questions he had were answered by you and he didn't need any work stuff for me today.
Had nothing to do with you, so you're probably going to get more.
All right. Well, where are you going for the rest of the day, pretty?
I am going either to a dock or a pool to lay out in the sun.
Oh.
With Lainey and Lainey's boyfriend's mom, Danielle.
Okay. So you got another day of vacation in the middle of
You're
the
going to lunch to drink martinis like you somebody, so don't even. I'm going to lay in the sun for a little bit and then we're going to go to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's no cooking on Thursdays.
How do you do it all? Jody and her rough life.
You and your rough life.
Okay, we got to go.
Bye. Uh-huh.
TJ and Jody's house.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.